It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law.
See terms and conditions 18 plus. Oh my gosh, it's my first time recording since having my baby on May 24th, 2023. Holy cow, it's been such a fun, tiring, beautiful couple of weeks. She just turned 2 weeks old yesterday. I can't wait to share with you my birth story, about also what happened when I was pregnant. Those are going to be coming down the pipeline in these next few episodes. I can't even wait, really. I'm so excited. I have so much to say. So many unpredictable events occurred, and I handled it with so much grace and preparation, and I'm really, really proud of all of it. I can't wait to just share it with you. I hope it inspires you. On today's episode, I have a quiet house for a minute, a quiet baby for a minute. It's a rare occurrence with four children in the summertime, but I wanted to take this opportunity to share my 10 best tips for postpartum survival and just thriving. We don't want to just survive. We want to thrive. I've thought about these because I've just been living them. And so I really think they're fresh. They're hot off the press. They are literally tried and true. I've been using these and I'm doing great postpartum. I mean, I guess that could change too, but these really are kind of a lifeline for me. And over the years, as I've had four kids, this is my fourth baby I just had, I've done this a few times, right? And so these are some really good ones. So I hope they help you, whether this is your first baby that you're getting ready to have, or you've already had a baby, or you're getting ready to have not just your first baby, maybe second or third. Can't wait to share them. Let's dive in. Love you.
Welcome to the Postpartum Coach Podcast, where we embrace our needs as moms. We learn to lead ourselves first, then our families, and where we create our own healing from the inside out to find our way to the work we were meant to do in this world. I'm your host, a fellow mom of three and a certified life coach, Lizzie Langston.
Hi, hi. Okay, I just want to do a quick reintro for those who might not know me. My name is Lizzie Langston. I lucked out and married a guy that has a great last name that goes with mine, my first name, great. It was Lizzie Jensen before I got married, and now my oldest son is named Jensen. So that kind of worked out great. I just had my fourth baby on May 24th, 2023, and it was a surprise arrival, we could say. I had an induction date because I had some tricky things happening with the pregnancy, and she came 5 days before even the induction date. So unannounced completely. More on that to come. Today, I wanted to, first of all, just thank you guys for being here. I wanted to thank you for supporting the Postpartum Coach Podcast. The way that you guys have showed up here and downloaded and subscribed and listened to the episodes has made it possible for me to make a little bit of an income through paid advertising here on this platform. And the cool part is the agency that's going to be advertising on here, I get to approve all the ads. I'm very, very intimately connected to anything that's going to be said or talked about. And I get to make sure that I'm bringing you guys brands and products and things that are actually relevant to a postpartum pregnant, you know, lactating, all the things that we do, woman, postpartum and beyond. So I'm really, really happy about that. And I feel proud of it. And I want to extend that proudness to you guys as well as my audience, and as such a dedicated listenership. So thank you again for being here. If you've never done this, I would totally love it. And all that I do ask, like in return for the podcast, is that you leave me a review. It's just a matter of clicking a few stars and writing some words, and it really helps this podcast find other women. So just be honest, share your real experience. You don't have to like make it up. Be, you know, just leave a review that feels good to you. But if you would do that, just take a moment and do that, I would be so appreciative. And last but not least, I wanted to tell you that we named our baby girl Wren, W-R-E-N, Wren Elizabeth Langston. And she is so precious. If you're on my email list, then you would have gotten a picture of us. If you're not on my email list, there are some really good things that I've been cooking up. I haven't started creating them yet because I'm still in full-on baby, new baby mode. And using some of the strategies I'm going to talk to you about today, actually, I'm really excited to teach you these. Because they've been working really well for me, but I've been, you know, I'm not exactly creating them yet, but I have some amazing ideas of some free stuff that's going to be available to you. So make sure you get on my email list. And there's also some free stuff right now. You go to Lizzie Langston. That's L-I-Z. Oh my gosh, I can't talk. L-I-Z-Z-I-E. L-A-N as in Nancy, G-S-T-O-N. It's in the show notes.com. And you can get my free course, which is probably the most popular one. It's called Out of the Postpartum Rut. But there's also a free meditation for postpartum women. And it's great for pregnant women. And it's great for women who are past the phase of postpartum, but just want it there too. So go to just lizzielangston.com. And you can get on my email list. All right. Let's dive in. I have a baby that's in a swing in the just outside of my door here. So if you hear some grunting, she is a grunty baby. It's been so fun. We like call her Goose because she's like a kind of a baby. And sometimes there's actual gas involved and sometimes she just has a lot to say, even while she's sleeping. It's fascinating. All right. So, there's so many things I want to share with you, like really bad. I want to go on 10 different tangents. I have so many podcast episodes, ideas going on in my mind and body and in my heart. It's been awesome. Like so much creative energy coming through, which was unexpected and really cool. I've been trying to keep writing it all down while also balancing the things I've got going on the home front. But, like I said, it's summertime. So yeah, I think my kids are all around, but we have camps. I planned really well. It's all good. My parents are in town, etc. So the first tip, I guess we're going to call these tips. That seems like not enough of a word because these are so, they're like lifelines. Can I call them lifelines? I don't know what I'm going to call them in the title actually yet, but is what my postpartum doula taught me. So I hired a postpartum doula through Cherry Blossom Doula Services. Shout out to them. If you live in Arizona, look them up. Or I don't know if they like how much area they cover. I think they're in the Phoenix Mesa Metro. Don't know exactly, you know, but they come to my house and I'm in Mesa. But my postpartum doula, her name is Marlene. She's awesome and literally spends tons of her time. I think it's her full-time gig or just about full-time serving and ministering to and just being in the homes of postpartum women with new babies, like new babies. And so she has a lot of knowledge and a lot of valuable perspective. And she taught me something that I'm going to call the 6.5 rule, the 6.5 hour rule, however you want to call it. But basically, one day she came over in the morning and she was making me breakfast. Seriously, if you have not heard of a postpartum doula, look it up. Okay. I'm going to do a whole episode on it. I want to have her on the podcast and possibly the owner of Cherry Blossom Doula Services because they're incredible and I want more women to know. But anyway, there's another tangent. See, there I go. I'm doing pretty good though for being, you know, on maybe like 4 hours of sleep so far this 24-hour cycle. Let me just finish telling you the freaking rule. Okay. So the 6.5 rule is basically you need to get 6.5 hours of sleep. And if you had a C-section, I'm going to go ahead and say 7 at least hours of sleep every 24 hours. Okay. So we are so used to thinking that we need to get as much sleep as we can at night and so that we can go all day. And obviously that doesn't work very well. It's not a great strategy or mindset. When you have a brand new baby that's waking up every 2.5 to 3 hours, my baby is. Some babies come a lot bigger than mine. Like she came at 36 weeks and 6 days. So she's technically a late preemie. That means just barely still preemie. She's in preemie clothes. So she can't fit into her newborn stuff. And she can't even nurse on my nipple because her mouth is that tiny. So she sleeps 2.5 to 3 hours. She's done like 1 4-hour stretch and she's 2 weeks old. So you, that wouldn't work if you're like trying to cram in as much sleep as possible at night or even in the early morning so that you can like do your whole thing all day. And so I want you to think about it in 24-hour cycles. And it really helps to track the hours of sleep that you get in a 24-hour period, whether you do it on your phone, whether you do it like me, where I just get literally a piece of blank white computer paper, I draw some columns, and I just write it down every time I wake up. Well, I try to remember every time. Now I'm to the point where I'm doing it in my head. But however you want to do it, think about your sleep in 24-hour cycles instead of trying to cram it in at night or thinking of taking naps. Just treat the whole 24 hours like it is your nighttime. And that's what the baby's doing. So treat the, obviously, yeah, still get up and shower if you want. Obviously, you're going to be eating breakfast or you're going to be eating whatever. But the reason I like the idea of a 24-hour cycle, not just for resting and sleeping, because by the way, we're going to be talking about later that resting is sometimes just as good as sleeping. So it doesn't always have to be sleep, but this specifically is sleep. This rule that I'm, the 6.5 rule, it is sleep. It's not just resting. You need to be sleeping for 6.5. If you had a C-section, I'm going to add it needs to be 7 hours per 24-hour cycles. But the reason I like this is because it just takes a lot of pressure off of the nighttime. Like, oh my gosh, I have to hurry and get to sleep. The truth is, guys, you know, we all know logically we need to be sleeping when the baby sleeps. We all know that. But do you always want to sleep when the baby's asleep? No. Sometimes I want to eat when she's sleeping. Sometimes I want to groom myself in some way and take a shower or pluck my eyebrows or like whatever. Use the bathroom for a really long time. Whatever feels relaxing to you. And I think sometimes we get so focused on like, oh, I got to hurry and sleep while the baby sleeps that we're like laying there trying to force sleeping and we're so anxious and like, it just, you can't really force sleep. Have you noticed? Sleep is sort of this vulnerable thing that your whole body has to be on board with in order for it to happen. I mean, you can take like a sleeping pill. I just said pill. I just watched The Help. I've been watching so many movies postpartum. This might have to be a 2-part episode. I feel like this is taking a long time to get through the first one, but I feel like these are all good things to say. So stay tuned. If this ends up being 2 parts, you know why. Anyway, so yeah, I basically feel like I'm saying the same few things over and over, but sufficeth to say, think of your day as 24 hours. Last but not least on this one, I think it's also good because I don't typically, when I'm not postpartum and nursing and when I'm not pregnant, but even when I am pregnant, I don't typically wake up in the middle of the night and eat. Occasionally, if I had a really busy day when I was pregnant, I did kind of like get woken up with hunger, or I would wake up and pee for the fourth time. I'm just kidding. Maybe the second time, and be like, oh, I'm hungry. And I would be hungry enough to actually go eat food. But I don't typically do that. But when I'm lactating, when I'm nursing a baby and building up my milk supply, I do crave and desire food in the middle of the night. And like with a raging hunger, a completely appropriate but very hungry hunger that's not like, oh, I'm going to wander into the kitchen. It's like, oh, you know that oatmeal packet I've gotten there? Like, oh, I'm going to go get that right now and I'm going to put some heavy cream on it. It's going to be so good, right? So it's like fantasizing status. And normally my brain would be like, wait, you can't eat right now. It's the middle of the night. You just need to go to sleep when the baby sleeps, blah, 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 the things our brains say. But because I have this 24-hour cycle perspective, I can eat whenever I feel hungry and it's not an issue. I can sleep whenever I'm tired, but I can also not sleep if I'm not tired. So like last night, I had this big ball of energy. I put her to bed and it was like 2 or 3 in the morning and I was not ready to go to sleep yet. And so what did I do? I was like, oh, I'm going to get a podcast episode ready. And if I had been trying to only get all the sleep while she's sleeping and sleep at night, I probably would have been just in my head about like, oh my gosh, I can't do this. Even though I really genuinely wasn't tired, I would have been like in my head constricting myself. So this is the beauty of the 24-hour cycle mindset and specifically the 6.5 rule. Make sure you get 6.5 hours of sleep. I'll tell you the last but not least reason. And I started saying this earlier, but kind of probably started getting on a tangent. But the reason this came up is because I had an intrusive thought in the middle of the night around 3:30 a.m. One of the first few nights. And it was a thought about like hurting me or hurting baby. I don't remember. Anyway, I end up talking with it, talking about it with my postpartum doula the next morning because she was there making me breakfast, like I said. And she was the one that was like, yeah, basically we notice as doulas that see a lot of postpartum women, postpartum doulas, right? That when a woman has less than 6.5 hours of sleep in a 24-hour cycle, she's way more likely to have an intrusive thought.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And I actually had somebody book a one-off session with me recently who, by the way, if you don't know, you can book one session with me now. You pick the date and then you fill out the form and tell me about what you want to get coaching on and tell me about you and all the things. And then you pay and then it's done and you're on my calendar and you've paid for a session and you can just book one. Normally I sell like at least six at a time, but I just decided, you know what? If anyone wants to try coaching, if you just have a little thing you need to work out, why not just have one? And then if you love it and you want more, we can like, I knock off, you know, at least $20 or so per session if you book multiple, but I just wanted to do that. So that is going to be, it's not on the website yet, but if you get my emails, it's in an email. So get on my dang email list, y'all. I'll put it in the show notes. How about that? Okay. Everything's in the show notes always. But anyway, so yeah, that's what my postpartum doula said. And this girl reached out to me to talk about what she wants coaching on for her one-off session that she booked. And she's been having issues with intrusive thoughts. And as I was kind of mentoring her and kind of just asking her some questions to get some information so that we can make our coaching session, you know, as awesome as possible and whatever, we just talked about how intrusive thoughts are often when we have not heeded or listened to or noticed more subtle symptoms, like I'm going to call them symptoms or signals from our body and our mind that whether they're tired or they're malnourished or they are overextended or whatever the issue is that we're not seeing, usually there's smaller, lesser, less dramatic, less scary things that our body will do or our mind will do. You know, whether it's yawning or imagining yourself sleeping, you're in the middle of a conversation and all you can do is think about your head on a pillow. These are things that when they're happening, we need to stop and listen and take action and arrange things so that we can facilitate what our body or our mind is trying to tell us. If you are doing too much walking or moving after you've had a baby and you start to bleed more or you start to have more pain, these are subtler symptoms than a very scary intrusive thought in the middle of the night that we must be overlooking to get to the point of an intrusive thought. And that's exactly what happened with me. That's usually typically in my experience and as I coach women, what's happening with them as well. So this session I'm going to do with this girl is just the art of tuning in to your body and mind so that you don't miss the signals, so that you don't get to the point of intrusive thoughts. And that is literally what I'm going to be going over with her and teaching her and whatever else comes up as well in that conversation. But that is where the 6.5 rule originated. It originated with my doula. The reason she mentioned it though is because I was opening up to her. I'm very transparent. Whenever I have an intrusive thought, you guys, the worst thing you can do if you ever have a scary thought about hurting your baby or hurting yourself is hide it and freak out about it internally and not tell anyone. And I know that's the natural tendency, but shame only breeds things, okay? Things grow in that dark. It's like moldy moss. So you gotta shine the light of communication on it, and you gotta tell someone. And if you wanna tell me, you can tell me. Like, book your session, and on the form, be like, I've had this scary thought. Nothing you could tell me scares me, because I know that it's not you. I know that it's your brain, and I know that it's just a call for love and attention, and that's it. And you will feel relief, and you will release emotion on a session with me over it. So book your session if you need help. Holy crap. Maybe this just needs to be its very own episode. No, we'll just do like half of them on this one. Okay. Yeah, actually, no, because then the second rule is the 24-hour cycle, which I just went over. So we just knocked out two. All right, let's go to number three. Brushing teeth and a change of clothes literally will transform your day. So if you're ever having a crappy, horrible postpartum day, you feel groggy, especially if you're like me and you're in your freaking 30s, okay, and you just had another baby, your 30s feel different than your 20s. I don't care who you is. I don't care what your story is, if you're a pro athlete, your 30s feel different than your 20s, okay? And when you don't get the sleep that you're used to getting and you're 33 like myself, or even older, right? A lot of us are having babies in our late 30s, early 40s and stuff. You can feel pretty groggy for a long time after you wake up, even if you got decent sleep for having a newborn. So one of my strategies that I kind of didn't realize was a strategy until I kept doing it a few days in a row, is again, because we're working in a 24-hour cycle, you don't have to like only get dressed in the morning and then only put your pajamas on in the evening, right? You can get dressed in the middle of the night. You can get dressed in the middle of the day again for a new time. It's really whenever you feel like you need to put a new outfit on. And same thing goes with brushing your teeth. Because I'm eating in the middle of the night because I'm nursing and I get hungry at 4 a.m., like legit hungry, I don't always brush my teeth during the nighttime, but I definitely brush my teeth in the 24-hour period. I try to, because that feels gross in my mouth if I don't. But I'm just going to tell you that if you ever are not feeling good and you're kind of dragging or you're kind of feeling groggy, whatever, during your day, your 24-hour cycle is your day. Remember, not just your daytime, but your 24-hour cycle is your day when you're postpartum. Brush your teeth and change your clothes, dude, or even just a new shirt. That's what I did, like, I think yesterday. I just put on a new shirt, which, by the way, I wear my husband's shirts only right now because they're huge, and my body is still deciding what it's figuring itself out. You know how it goes. So, and then I have my maternity legging shorts that I've been making sure I wash like every day so I can wear them all the time. Baby's waking up, so I'm going to come back in a second. But that would be my quick trick if you're needing a quick like little refresher wake up. Also, as you are ready to, because not everyone's ready right away. I definitely wasn't ready right away. But having a simple makeup routine that is quick, you know, like I found this liquid foundation that's like an SPF lotion and a foundation. So it saves me a couple minutes to not have to do my SPF and then my foundation. It's all in one. And I grabbed that thing, you bet I did, before postpartum came around, so that I could have both coverage and look a little brightened up and feel a little pretty and happy, but also have my SPF. Okay, I don't care that much about SPFs. It just happened to be the foundation shade that I wanted, and it was the brand and naturalness that I wanted. I'm kind of into natural stuff, whatever. Anyway, I don't know. See, now I'm going on a tangent about SPF. This is what happens postpartum. But yeah, did you get the picture? Did you get it? Did I say it right? Did you take away? I hope you had a great takeaway. All right. I'm going to move on when I come back from baby feeding to number four, which is about clothing. So hang tight. Maybe we could stick an ad in right here. I don't even know actually how to do that. They're going to be doing it for me. Okay, I'll be back soon. Here we go. And it's been about 4 days later. Oh, here's her binky. Hold on. Okay, my daughter's binky was on my desk, and my night nurse was trying to get everything ready for the night, and just had to give it to her. It is 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock. Listen to me, friends. I have so many things I want to tell you. I am like so pumped to be back right here with you. So the 6.5 rule was number one. We went over the 24-hour cycle. I am here in real time, right? As you can tell, if you can't hear the slurring in my speech, I'm going to skip to what I'm going to call number 4, which was going to be about clothing, but I'm going to change it because I'm right here right now postpartum and I can do that. And I'm going to tell you something about night nurses. Okay, let's talk about it. And then I'm going to wrap up this episode and we're going to do the next stuff in the next episode because this is getting long and I really want to think about what the next best ones would be for you guys because there's so many good things I could say. We might have to make this like a 10-part series. All right, so the fourth, we're going to call it number 4. Numbers don't really matter, let's be honest, unless they're sleep numbers, then you need to make sure you're getting enough sleep. So then the next thing I want to talk to you about is a night nurse. Now, the first thing I want to say is that a night nurse should happen for every woman with every postpartum. She should at least have the option to have one. Mine happens to be a beautiful, beautiful person named Corey Woods, friend Corey. She's in the other room, who is also one of my best friends. And I am so lucky that the timing and the alignment worked out where at the moment I was crashing and burning and basically taking steps backwards in my recovery from my C-section, I call her crying and she's like, I can be there for you. And she came over. But what I want to tell you, and I want to have a night nurse or a night doula on the podcast, but what I want to tell you is the going rate for one is like $375 per night. That's not what I'm paying like my friend, because that's not really doable right now, I don't think, for us. But the point is not about pricing and payment. I want to talk about how do you know if you're a good candidate to have some sleep support. So the first thing I want to say is anybody who is a C-section mama, I would highly recommend it, especially if you're past, I don't know, 27 years old. So I had 3 kids in 4 years in my 20s, and I was happy, very happy to miss sleep for my babies. And I was very fine to do it, especially with my first baby. Okay, but when this is my 4th and my oldest is on the autism spectrum, he's 9 years old, and I've got a 9-year-old, a 7-year-old, and a 5-year-old, and it's summertime, so they're all home in the house, and I had an unexpected C-section, and my baby is freaking colicky. I love her to pieces. She knows that. We feel that. Love her. And she's had some colic and gas, and so she's been uncomfortable. And when babies are uncomfortable, they cry, right? And then I'm a good mom. And so I care that she's crying. And so I'm up with her and I'm trying different things. Like, does she need this? Does she need gas drops? Does she need probiotics? And, I could easily exhaust myself, completely run myself into the ground just for her comfort. And I would do it in a heartbeat. Problem is, I have a body who is not okay with that. And so what happened is, I was taking care of a colicky baby. My husband and I were doing the best we could, and we were so sleep deprived, you guys. We were getting like 4 hours a night or something ridiculous. Cause you know, when a baby's gassy colicky, she'll eat and then she'll fall asleep for like 15 minutes on you. And then you put her down and she's like, right? Am I right? So, we were doing that on and off. We were both, barely getting that 6 hours of sleep. And what happened, so that I keep saying what happened was, cause my brain's, you know, really tired. But so that was like over, maybe like a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And so by Sunday morning early, I woke up and I had abdominal pain and I was like, what is this? When I peed, it hurt so bad. And I was like, what is this? And turns out, because I went into my OB that day, my OB is so good. I got to give her a shout out. Her name is Dr. Brass Jones with the Center for True Harmony and Wellness in they're technically in Gilbert Mesa area. Her practice is so busy because she's so good and she is incredible. I'm going to have her on the podcast at some point. I already told her. Okay, it's a whole different. No tangents, Lizzie. No tangents. Stay on topic. Okay, so anyway, I go into my OB's office and I have a small blood clot in my uterus because every woman that can happen to you. I mean, I do think the older you get, the more babies you have, the more it probably could occur. If you stop breastfeeding, basically, you know how your uterus is supposed to contract down. And every time you nurse, it's supposed to contract. Well, I never got to nurse with this baby because she was born so early and so small. And so I was exclusively pumping to get some breast milk out. And then she started getting colicky. I decided to stop pumping because that was just like way too much to try to do with trying to get her happy. And my body was recovering, you know, I don't need to explain it. It just was the right decision. And then basically, oh my gosh, I need a pause. Hold on. Uterus. That's what we were talking about. Thank you.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay. So number one, I found out when I went into my OBs, I had a small blood clot. And then I also had a bladder infection. Are you kidding me? So this is at this point I was 2 weeks and gosh, like just basically 2.5 weeks postpartum. And the sucky part was that I had been progressing prior to her taking a turn into the colic zone. I'd been healing fine. And then she got colicky gassy and you just basically self-neglected in order to help her be comfortable, but I didn't mean to. So here's where a sleep helper comes in. Okay. Is that if you get to a point in your postpartum where your health and your wellness, mental health, physical health doesn't matter, especially mental health. No, both are so important. But for me, like mental health is so good right now. It's doing awesome. I am making sure of it. I've spent so many hours. Maybe that'll be a separate episode as I can share with you guys the way that I prepared for postpartum because it was freaking epic. If there was an award for it, I would win it. I would take the freaking gold medal. All right. But not to brag, but kind of, cause it is sort of like, I mean, it is my legacy here. I mean, the postpartum coach, and I've had really shitty postpartum. So I was kind of out of love for myself, kind of out of total fear and paralyzation from the PTSD part of me. And kind of also just the universe being good and kind. And I don't know, a woman just being amazing. So anyway, I'm just laughing at the things I'm saying. It's fine. You should have heard me when I was on 800 milligrams of ibuprofen, which was a new dosage. I had been taking 600 milligrams and then 800 is she put me on this new med to help my uterus contract and gave me an 800 just in case I needed it. And whoo, that felt like being on mushrooms. So I'm going to stick to the 600 is what I'm saying. But yeah, so I found out I had a small blood clot and then I also had a bladder infection and going back to the sleep help. I'm like, can we stick another ad in so that I can feel better about my rambles right now? Just kidding. Yeah. So I just want you to know that if you have had a C-section, if you are over 27 years old, if you live far away from family, if you don't have people helping with food or you can't afford to get support with food like HelloFresh or something, if you don't have freezer meals, if you have older kids, these are reasons to consider getting some sleep help. Sleep help can be expensive, you know, so if you need to save up for it, save up for it. But I'm not going to lie to you. When you are postpartum, sleep is your full-time, it is your number one. Now, when you're in your 20s, maybe it's not actually. I'm going to take that back because when I was younger, And maybe it's not an age thing. You get to decide. Maybe it's more of a birth order, baby number, how many kids you have, or maybe you have a really demanding day job. So I'm sharing with you what I've done. I'm sharing you my experience. I want you to take it, alchemize it, and use it for the best for you. Don't be like, oh, Lizzie said X, Y, and Z. Like, feel into your situation. Check with your intuition. Talk with your partner or your husband. Talk with your support team if you're pregnant. And if you're postpartum and you're just feeling horrible and you're struggling so bad, it doesn't matter if you're 6 months out from having this baby. You might just need some damn sleep. You might just need some sleep. So I was 2.5 weeks, had 5 steps backward in my physical healing, was mentally doing okay, but I was hanging by a thread. I mean, when I went into my OB's office, she was like, whoa, mama. And we're really tight. Like, we've become, she has a purple pixie cut, if that tells you enough. And I have a pixie cut, so we're friends. She's like, what is going on? Like, she could tell. So I was oversharing in her waiting room with some poor gal that was, I just showed her my podcast. She's probably listening now. But I was like rambling, you know, how you do when you are just not, I mean, I probably was fine. If she heard me say that, she'd be like, no, it was so fun chatting with you. She was really sweet. But for me, I was just like, I could tell I was something, and I couldn't tell in the moment, but later I was like, oh yeah, yeah, I've been okay. So anyway, I hope that helps you. Now I'm going to go get more sleep. My night nurse is here. I just wanted to wrap up this episode. So in the next episode, I will keep sharing more of these. Are you guys loving these? Here's what you can do. If you are loving this episode, if you are like, oh my gosh, yes, this is so fun to hear, go ahead and do me a favor. Will you email me, lizzie@lizzielangston.com? I actually do check this email. I have mentioned on this podcast before an email, but I don't check it. It was something like some sort of podcast email. I might create one in the future, but I haven't. Listen, if you want to talk to me, Lizzie, L-I-Z-Z-I-E, at Lizzie Langston, L-A-N as in Nancy, G-S-T-O-N.com. I'm not even on social media right now. So the only way you can talk to me is email. You need to get on my list if you want to talk to me as well, okay? Because I am not on social right now. I'm postpartum and I still have stuff coming to you guys in the inbox, and any changes that happen, you guys can find out through being on my list. So just go to LizzieLangston.com. And on that homepage, there's like 3 different freebies. Pick one, sign up, get on my list, because I don't want to lose touch with you. And here's another reason. I have some really special guests I've been lining up. Like, the podcast is going to get fiery good because I just went through the most hellish postpartum. No, actually it's not. It wasn't hellish, but it's been intense, and it's actually refreshing my passion for postpartum. And it's making me have so many ideas. My brain's exploding. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to be asking those of you who are on my email list, I'm going to be asking you, I'm going to need help, and I'm going to be asking you questions. Like, for example, if I have my OB on the podcast, what do you want to know from an OB? Like, I have some ideas of things I want to know. I want to hear about all the scary, horrible complications that could go wrong and what she would do in all of those cases, and the ways she can help you stop bleeding, and the ways that a C-section happens. And I know what I'd want to ask her, but you guys, I want you to be able to ask her whatever you want. I'm going to pass those questions to her, but I'm not on social media, so you need to get on my email list. Okay. So again, it's lizzielangston.com. There's no forward slash. The course is obviously /course if you want the course. I'm going to be making more courses. Another thing I'm going to be asking you in the emails is, what courses would you love? Would you want a pregnancy course, right? This is what I've been thinking about as I sit there and rock my baby and nurse her with my boob that is bigger than the other boob and creates a lot more milk than the other boob. Do you guys ever name your boobs? I have had another idea of, have you ever, for the postpartum version, have you ever named your boobs? Yeah, I'm loopy. It's so awesome though. It's like bringing out this amazing fun part of me. So get on my email list, lizzielangston.com. I'm going to come back at you with another few tips, but if you're loving this episode, if you are liking the vibes here, if this is resonating with you, if you see the opportunity, you know, the fact that I'm just postpartum and I can help and whatever, you need to get on my email list so I can hear from you, so I can get your input as my business is evolving in the best way. Alrighty. We will talk to you guys next week. I was going to put some other interview up here. And I still will probably eventually, but I missed you and I wanted you to hear my voice. And so much has been happening so fast as it does postpartum. And so I wanted to just check in with you. So I love you. The best. Oh, by the way. Okay. Hold on. I'll just say what I was going to say in the outro. That's what I'll do. So this is it for now. Enjoy the ads. I'm going to work really hard to make the ads, if they might not be up yet, but they're going to be up in the next 2 to 3 weeks, friends. I'm going to make sure, I'm going to do my best to make sure they're relevant to moms, that they are quality brands, and anything that is a service or a product or anything like that, they're going to be giving it to me first so that we can make sure that nothing's being advertised on here that's not awesome. Any ad that you hear me talk about with my voice is something that I will have either tried or researched or both. And then there will be some ads on here that I am not recording. Other people record, but I get to approve them. And if there's anything weird happening, I need to know. Another reason you need to be on my email list is if there's ever an ad you don't like or one that bothered you, I want to know about it because this is still your podcast and your show. And I care more about you guys than I do about anything else. And so get on my email list so that you can be really close with me and we'll talk next week. What's up? Okay. This isn't going to be very fancy because I need to go to bed. But I wanted to tell you that some changes are going to be happening in like really good ways and not super huge ways. It's going to be good. But what I need you to know is that any changes that are on the horizon, they will be in your best interest, but you need to get on my email list so that you don't miss out about them because I might not have all my ducks in a row and get everything pretty like I have in the past. So LizzieLangston.com. There is a free meditation. There is a free newsletter. I am not out of my mind, but I am slurring my speech because I'm sleep deprived. I can't wait to be with you more, share with you more. I love you. Goodbye.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.